Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So this week I turned 50. That's right, a half a century. And I'm looking back at my life, and I'm just wondering how it went so quickly. Now, if you look at probabilities, they would suggest that there's more days behind than ahead. And so now I start to look at my life and I have to ask myself several questions. First, how did I become who I am today? Was it the result of pivotal moments in my life? You know, am I carrying any emotional baggage that's negatively affecting me? Am I satisfied with who I am? Am I satisfied with what I've done? Now, and once I understand how I arrived at the situation I'm in, I also find myself in a better position to direct myself to the person that I want to become. So let's start by looking at how you became the person that you are today. Now, first and foremost, you're the combination of the genetics you carry and the experiences that you've had. And the genetics part's already set, so let's touch on the experience part of this thing. And think about what some of those top pivotal experiences were for you in your life. Now, I know for me, one that comes to mind is when I moved at the age of 10. I had great friends who I left behind and started the first day of fifth grade knowing absolutely no one. And the adjustment was difficult, and it shed light on some things that I had taken for granted, and mainly just having good friends and people I could trust, people I could tell things to. And another pivotal moment was the simultaneous failure of my business and my first marriage. And those events brought me from a life in Florida with a dysfunctional relationship and a business that made me miserable to a brand new start in Boston and a career that I really enjoyed, and a relationship where my next relationship and my location, everything changed at one time. But the greatest part was that next relationship was wonderful for me. And I loved the life that I had when I lived in Boston. And as I said before, the career in finance for me changed everything because I found my passion. What I found is that sometimes it takes an understanding of what you don't want to get the clarity needed to pursue what you do want. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher, or they can pull on the show. And if you haven't subscribed yet yourself, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button if you would. And while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about the satisfaction with who you are and what you've done. And we're going to talk about some different areas of your life to really focus on. But for today, just take a look at how you've become the person you are today. Look at some of those pivotal moments in your life. Think about what they are. Think about what you've learned from those things. And make sure you've taken everything you can from those experiences. And part of that is learning maybe what you don't want as much as what you do, and getting clearer about what it is that you do want.